The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. The Buckeyes are 2-0 overall and host Northern Illinois at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement today or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions, please.
Sounds good. We'll go ahead and take those questions.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Daniel Uthman with USA Today.
Hi, Urban. How are you?
Good.
I was just wondering, in the fans and media always want to sort of give a team a grade throughout the season, sort of assess where they are. Is there a point in the season that you have felt historically you've gotten a feeling for what your team's identity is?
I think that's a very it's a good question, but it's all dependent upon what kind of team you have. You know, last year was a very young, I couldn't even tell you about our players, you know, and obviously they make up a team, but the Darren Lee, Eli Apples, Von Bells, you know, at this time of year last year, they were, you know, play their first or second game, and Von Bell wasn't even starting yet. So it's a little bit more of a mature team this year, so I have a little better feel, you know, the more mature team, and you know, I know what Darren Lee can do now. So it all depends on the, you know, the youth and experience of your team.
Do you talk to them much, even now when they're a very successful and veteran team? You talk to them all about maybe, you know, not letting outsiders sort of ascribe judgments or assessments on them or ignoring that a little bit?
A little bit, but I'd like to think, you know, once again, that depends on if I think that's influencing our team, and we watch it very closely, and I don't believe this team is impacted like that by that at all, so... But those are all, you know, this is my 14th year as a coach, as a head coach, that there has been times where I've had to dive in the middle of it because I do feel it impacting, whether it be a quarterback situation, whether it be a, you know, some situation that I've met individually with them or the team. But this, not with this one, not yet.
Thank you.
Yep.
Our next question comes from the line of Bill Rabinowitz with Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Urban. Jack Willoughby has come a long way since the day he parked in your parking spot that day in June. Just how far has he come, and what stands out the most about him?
Oh, he's a great kid. Obviously, he must come. I know his family a little bit, and we've only been with him for a couple months now, but he's great. He's what you would expect out of a Duke graduate, a very intelligent guy, a very smart, hard worker. I think he's used our system. He's got to perform better. You know, we had 2 penalties last week, and he's better than that, but we're going to stick with him because I just think it means a lot to him, and really impressed with him.
And now that you've been able to study Northern Illinois, what are the biggest challenges they pose to you?
Well, they're winners. They've won 11 games for the past 4 or 5 years. You know, I think they've hired extremely quality coaches, very, very quality coaches over the years, and that AD should be commended because, you know, Northern Illinois is a niche place. You know, they can get – they got a nice mix of those Midwest kids, but they also pull them out of the South. There's a couple, you know, like the returner and some other kids. So just a very good team that knows how to win. And anytime you face an offense where, you know, they're balanced, they can run and pass, and the quarterback's an athlete, you know, it's what we all strive to be is keep teams off balance. And then they're very good, you know, big 300-pound D tackles and a very good defense. So this is a Big Ten quality team.
Thanks, Herman.
Our next question comes from the line of Ken Roda with WHBC Radio.
Urban, for you this year, you've got a new offense coordinator, Ed Werner, you're working with. I'm just curious, how is that development going through the first couple of games as Tom left you for Houston?
Oh, very good. Ed was a coordinator last year for us. You know, he basically called most of the run game, and so it's going very good. You know, he's got a challenge. His challenge is the organization of it, and that's where I think Tim Beck's got to help him a little bit more and in practice. But as far as the game and game planning, nothing's changed. Obviously, Tom was very valuable, and we've kind of picked up that, you know, with Tim Beck. But as far as Ed Werner, really what his responsibilities on game day and those type of things, he's the primary play caller, but a lot of those things are done between the series. So he's done very well.
And as far as your team, Urban, you knew when you took this job and when you were at Florida, teams like the Gators and the Buckeyes always have a bullseye on their back because of who they are and their history. But now you're Ohio State and the national champions. How much bigger is that bullseye, do you think, when other teams come to play you and know they have a chance to take down Ohio State as well as the defending national champion?
I think the original comment how you started was correct, but it does add a little fuel to the fire, and I noticed that at Florida. I mean, it became the hated team, or the team that, you know, every game that you played was the biggest game in their stadium, and that's just more credit to the success they had previous years. So I think these players come to expect it, that they're going to get everybody's best shot, and you better be at your best.
Thanks, Herbert.
You bet.
And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with the Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Urban, do you and your coaches debate whether you should just pick one guy at quarterback and if that would come with some benefits?
Do our coaches debate it, did you say?
Yeah, I mean, do you guys, like a lot of TV analysts who are former coaches say, oh, they need to pick one guy that's going to help with the team. Are you guys having those internal debates as well?
No. No, we have conversation, myself and Tim Beck and Ed Warner. But no, there's not a whole lot of conversation about it.
Is there any point in the season where you think it's important to have one, or you think you could continue on like this the whole way through?
Well, I did. You know, we do have one. We have one and then one that's going to play. And that's, you mean, if we're going to say just JT will not play, or if JT eventually becomes a quarterback, then Cardell won't play. I don't think that's going to happen, but I'm not, you know, I don't want to make a statement it's game to game. And as of now, Cardell will start against Northern Illinois, and JT will be ready to go.
Good deal. Thanks.
You bet.
And our next question comes from the line of Adam Kilgore with the Washington Post.
Hi, Ren. A little bit of an abstract question for you. With the way scoring and pace is going in college football, you know, you see a lot of teams getting in the 70s. Every once in a while, you see an 80 up there. Do you think we'll see anytime soon a team score 100 points in a game?
I hope not. You know, I hope. Yeah. We've been on the front end of some of those, and you get to the point where you just run, and take the clock. And I just don't want to ever see that happen to someone's defense. You know, that'd be hard to come back from.
Yeah. I mean, could you see a scenario? You know, two teams that both play at a fast pace. You know, do you think it's feasible it could happen?
Oh, you mean like one of those 80-68 scores? Or
something like that, and all of a sudden, you know.
I don't think so, but I mean, yeah. Every once in a while you'll see this crazy. I've never been in a game like that. You know, we've done a 50-40 or something, but yeah, I just think you run out of time, you know.
Very good.
Possessions, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Urban.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Tim May with the Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Urban, as you look at Joey Bosa, you were talking about his laser-like focus during his whole suspension time and things like that, but where do you expect him to make strides this year in improvement in his game that he maybe hasn't shown yet?
Well, I'd like it to happen right now, but he played actually pretty good Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And the quarterback got him out fast, but he disrupted a lot, and he feels great about himself. I just saw him a minute ago. He feels great. He's been working his tail off, and I don't know how much improvement he needs to make. He just needs to continue to get better, like a continue improvement throughout the season. But he's going to play at a very high level.
Hey, thanks, man.
You bet.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Have a great day.